training and validation. Training a neural network involves fitting the model with to a training data set to achieve good performance on a given task, such as classification or detection. Several factors affect the training performance: speed of convergence, that is, find a solution, and whether the model will perform well on new data. Model selection. Given the wide variety of neural network designs, selecting a suitable architecture for a task may be an iterative process. Design choices are often based on one's intuition about the task. Experimenting with different loss functions and probing intermediate results within the network can also provide useful information about how to use specific layers or network configurations. Model exploration may start with a simple architecture, known to work on a similar task. Once convergence is observed on the first training iterations, the capacity of the network, represented by the number of trainable parameters, is increased until overfitting is observed on the validation dataset. Hyperparameters. While millions of parameters are automatically optimized during the training process, some of them, called hyperparameters, are set manually, such as the number of layers and the learning rate, using systemic grid search or random search for hyperparameters may be a good strategy to find suitable values. Among the hyperparameters for training, the learning rate most directly affects the training convergence speed by specifying how much the model weights are updated with respect to the loss gradient at each training step. A small learning rate can result in slow training and possibly overfitting, while a large learning rate causes the training process to diverge. A cyclical learning rate, which rises and falls during training, may reduce training time and improve accuracy, likely by overcoming local maxima in the loss landscape. Regularization. Regularization refers to strategies designed to prevent overfitting during training, sometimes at the expense of increased training error. Regularization can take many forms. Early stopping involves monitoring validation error during training and stop training when validation error starts increasing. Weight decay penalizes extreme values of network weights, considered a symptom of overfitting. Dropout directly affects the capacity of the model by randomly removing a subset of neurons from the network at each training step, forcing the network to employ different computational pathways to reach the same output, making the network as a whole more robust. Data sampling. Data sampling can also affect convergence speed and performance. A common challenge is imbalance of classes in a dataset. For instance, when healthy cases significantly outnumber diseased cases, randomly sampling such dataset is likely to push the model toward classifying most cases as healthy, reaching high specificity but poor sensitivity for disease. Common solutions to mitigate this imbalance include strongly weighting the minority class in the loss function, or oversampling the minority class to expose the model equally to all classes. focusing on difficult, recurrently misclassified cases may also improve training efficiency. In addition, an example of normalization, the process of shifting the scaling variable so they have comparable statistical distributions can be found in Figure E2. Transfer learning, owing to barriers in sharing medical image data, sufficiently built training images are often not readily available for a given task. Transfer learning is a process by which models pertain to larger generic image datasets, such as ImageNet, can be fine-tuned to task on smaller datasets. Transfer learning can mitigate data requirement for model convergence and has become routinely used in medical imaging research. Validation. The performance of a deep learning model on training data does not predict its ability to generalize to unseen data. A standard strategy to improve and predict the generalizability of a model is to split a data randomly into three subsets: training, validation, and test sets. The split should be disjoint, such that the same patient is not represented in more than one set. It may also be helpful to balance the sets by stratifying the split according to variables such as sex, age, or liberal prevalence. The model's weights are optimized by using the training set data. The validation set is used to train model hyperparameters. With periodic evaluation, a model performance on validation set data guiding the training process. Progressively worsening performance of the model on the evaluation set data is a sign of overfitting. The test data set, unseen by the model during training, is used to assess a fully trained model's ability to generalize to new data. Ideally, the test data set is evaluated only once. Multiple evaluations of the data set among several training cycles may lead to overfitting of the test set. Validation is utility for predicting real-world performance. Real-world performance of a model can be further assessed by separate data sets that are completely external from the original data collection. Such an assessment may include temporal validation with newly recruited patients, or geographic validation with data from a different site. Geographic validation may be especially helpful to evaluate how a model works on data acquired with different equipment or technical parameters, or with different patient populations. Once a model is deployed, performance should be monitored to detect any bias or loss of accuracy. Models of continuous learning have been proposed to keep models current with changing data and equipment configurations. For instance, feedback from radiologists, users who may accept or reject the findings of the system, could theoretically be used as new training data to improve performance.